back to the second and final part of the podcast for this week. Reed Kerr here with you. Zach Spears, Matt Bellner, Matty Five, as we know him, and Chris Stuckey all along once again on this one. If you missed the podcast yesterday, it's still available here at readaboutit.com, where we talk about all sorts of good things, like our own Chris Stuckey and how he first learned to gamble.
I started with the Indian casinos because you could go when you were 18.
Don't they all? He just worked his way through the levels.
We'll give you our Super Bowl picks and why Stuckey says Vegas wants something specific to happen in this game.
To be completely honest, Vegas would probably prefer the Patriots win because...
And finally, I'll tell the story about high school and when McDonald's first came to my town.
We had a McDonald's, which opened my sophomore year, and everybody in my class was crazy enough about fast food that they went there the opening day in their pajamas. Of course, anybody who knows me knows I slept in and didn't give a crap.
That was all on yesterday's podcast. You can check that out. Now, meanwhile, for today, we will hit the high notes for you on everything. We'll talk about best and worst beards, our favorite fast food burgers, what Matty Five hates on Facebook, and many of the things, many of them suggested by you guys as we start today's very interactive podcast.
Now, we threw this out on all the social media, of course, or as Zach and Stucky know it, home, and asked for some questions and topics from some other people, and they gave us some good ones. That best quarterback to wear number 12 on the last show was definitely from Twitter. Let's see, some of the things, what do we got here? From Twitter, Mr. Hijinks wants to talk about the best beards.
Beards, ooh.
Yes. This is sports related, isn't it?
It could be. I guess we could really take it either way.
Well,
just best beards in general.
I think it came from, let me double check. I think it came from sports.
Did it come from Friendster? Or from
from MySpace?
Yeah. It's a podcast time machine.
Wow. Let me see.
Did we all have MySpaces?
Oh, I did.
I did. I still have mine.
I still have mine, but I don't remember the password to it, the email with it, and don't even remember how to get
to
MySpace.com
anymore.
Did
they shut down your MySpace page in college?
That's what you should have done.
No. I should have rebelled and went right back to it.
You could have brought MySpace back.
Yeah.
I got an email the other day from MySpace because someone had added me on MySpace.
Random.
And I was like,
I still have one?
What?
Somebody that I added me on that thing I forgot I had that I don't even remember having. And then
was it somebody you knew or was it just random?
No, it's just random. Okay. If you go to your MySpace now, it's like nothing but bands and porn stars. That's pretty much it.
Wow.
Makes sense.
Apparently MySpace is just...
It's who Zach hangs out with.
Yeah, exactly. It's an outlaw region now. So. Yeah. Because, you know, that's one thing that Facebook still doesn't do that well is bands. You know, it's not as easy as it was on MySpace to put music up. So yeah. There's a lot of bands that still plug themselves on MySpace.
Which too bad they're still in there.
Yeah, no one's there. Listen.
You know, it's easy to get 100% of the MySpace audience listening to you. You get like three people. Okay, the Twitter was, Mr. Hijinks was watching the Oklahoma City game and Harden is on OKC. Please discuss best beards.
James Harden, he does have a pretty spectacular beard. It's he's what, a probably third year player at Arizona State. He's got one that's hard to compete with in the NBA for sure. If you look back, I guess last year, Deshaun Stevenson's was pretty awesome.
Doesn't he have Abe Lincoln tattooed on his neck?
He does. We talked about that. That's one of the better tattoos.
And didn't he have Abe, and then nobody knew who he was, so
yeah,
he put the $5 bill
on each side.
Yeah. nobody expects to see, you know, it's like nobody expects the Inquisition. Nobody expects to see Abe Lincoln on somebody's neck.
No.
I don't expect that.
It's not on a list of things.
At least not in this day and age.
Yeah, not on an NBA game.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe on the wrong side of the street.
I'm not really sure.
That's what the NBA is.
Yeah, I guess that's where he ended up after the championship.
How many gangbangers are, you know...
Oh,
American
how do you
history
get,
majors.
How do you get arrested if you're Deshaun Stevenson? You win the championship as a member of the Dallas Mavericks and you get arrested in DFW?
Keep it classy,
like,
Dallas Mavericks.
Like
that's all I have to
later.
Say. Way to keep
because
it classy.
He was in an apartment complex parking lot and he had no idea where he was or how he got there.
Well, it happens.
I mean, you figured the cop would just throw him in the back and take him where he needed to go.
Yeah.
He won a championship. Come on.
And that is one thing about...
No one cares about the Mavericks in Dallas. Come on, man.
See, that's
everybody cares about the Mavericks.
To me, having been in this profession and knowing the things that I know, it's amazing how many guys don't get arrested for things. And when somebody does get arrested, it's astonishing that that ever happened. You know, like when the Stars were winning the Stanley Cup, Ed Belfour got arrested at a place that rich people go to be idiots. And he was such a, he was even a bigger idiot than they thought he was going to be, and they had to wind up arresting him.
Where was he?
The mansion something or other there. Hmm. It was like, you know, everybody goes there, and all the, that's where all the Stars and athletes go. And he was still such a, such, he was such a huge problem that they wound up arresting him.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Did you say Stars and athletes, like the hockey player, the Stars, yeah, and other athletes?
Stars. Yes.
Or like movie stars and then all the athletes? Are you including hockey players with the Stars?
Okay. Well, at the time, the Stars, you know, Stars were packing Reunion Arena and winning the Stanley Cup and, you know, playing in the next one. And they were, you know, it was pretty well known. You know, there were only a couple of guys on that team that people would recognize. Belfour was one of them. And he was nutty. I'll just say that. Nutty. We'll just say.
We got to book him as a guest.
I have no idea what he's doing now. I wonder.
That's a Wikipedia question.
Yeah, that's a good trivia question.
Yes. Best beards. I'm going to go away from sports. I'm going to go with that horrible thing that Joaquin Phoenix sported for about a year. Oof. When he was either insane or pretending to be insane or both. That was questionable.
That was pretty bad.
Ways, shapes, and forms.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's just like overtook his face.
Yes, it did. It's kind of like Opie on Sons of Anarchy. There's just so much facial hair there that it's like he's remember those games growing up where you'd have the little balls with the Velcro on them and you'd be throwing them at the dartboard? That's what his face looked like. You know, like
growing up, you know, what do you think I'd do on the weekends?
Growing up or last weekend at Belner Street.
Or last weekend downtown.
Mm. Anybody got any other best beards to throw in?
I'm not really a big beard guy, and I haven't thought about it too much, but the top beard that comes to my mind is Santa's. It's kind of, it's creepy. It's white.
It's creepy. Yeah,
creepy.
It's
creepy.
Hating on Santa? Yeah. From Philly?
Okay, well, in Zach's defense, if you see that guy at the mall in July without the red and white suit on, he does look pretty creepy. Wouldn't let your kid sit on his lap.
Right.
Yeah.
He screams pedophile.
Well, not in July.
Yeah, not in July.
Even in December, he screams pedophile.
We are willing to hand our kids over to strangers a lot, aren't we? Especially when you get older and you realize most of the people who are playing, you know, department store Santas are terminally unemployed people, I guess. Let's just put it that way.
I wonder what they're doing.
Are the department store Santas, are they pretty sketchy guys for the most part? Has anyone ever met a department store Santa?
I have not.
I've met a guy who was like a semi-pro Santa, and he was actually good at it. He had a real job. He was like an NFL ref. He had a day job. Yep. You know,
he had an outstanding record.
Yeah, he had warrants. You know, the cops sidled up to him, and he jumped in his sleigh and took off. You know, you'll never catch me.
Well, if you want a good laugh, just go to the Screen Actors Guild website, the little iActor thing where you can search for actors and type in Santa, and you get a lineup of what – I mean, these guys keep their beard – year-round because they're always shooting something Christmas-themed.
You can't wait for December to shoot Christmas stuff.
No.
They shoot it. Crazy Monty's House of Furniture. It's Christmas in July. You got to be ready for that gig.
A lot of times they'll shoot this Christmas stuff in November and December for the next year because all that Christmas stuff's still up. So if you're a Santa, you got to make that decision. You go, well, look, I'm going to be typecast.
But I know someone with a Santa suit.
Yes, I do too. He's at this table. Never underestimate the power of a Santa suit.
Why do you have a Santa suit?
Maddie Five has a Santa suit that we've all seen.
Well, you new listeners, you'll get on the Christmas card list. And I like to dress up as Santa for my Christmas card. And so one day I was at the store and they were Santa clothes. Our Santa outfits were on closeout, 75% off in January. And I bought one and saved it for the next year.
Great, good investment.
Yeah, it's paid for itself. It's comfortable. You can sleep in it. If you could wear it, like as Chris knows, you can wear it and stand on top of a bunch of porta johns and wave to people wearing a cowboy hat, and they'll wave back.
Yeah,
they will.
People very endearing, you know. Respect between November to December. If you're in a Santa suit, no matter where you go, everyone should try this. You will get mad respect.
Yeah.
I mean,
you should wear it to the mall and see if you get beef with the mall Santas.
Ooh.
Is there like a union you'd have to join? Or?
Well, Texas is a right to work state, so you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Santa it up anytime.
Hopefully, the mall Santas at least have to do a fingerprint, like some sort of background check, so you're not getting Catch a Predator Longview Mall Santa edition. I mean, we don't need that. I mean, Longview needs some publicity and some tourists, but not because of...
Not at that price.
Yeah, not at that price. No, never.
Now, you should try... When you showed up at my place of work in your Santa suit, you had boots in your hand and the Santa suit tied off at the waist.
Yeah, the belt broke and I had to improvise.
I think...
So you had like a Jethro belt with rope around your waist?
Black duct tape. Black duct tape, yeah. Chuck Taylor's shoes, and some cowboy boots that were too small, and it was raining out, mm-hmm. and I climbed up on top of a 40-foot port-a-john tree.
Bunch of scaffolding. He scaled
his way
up.
Were you wearing the cowboy hat?
Correct. Yes. And everything that could go wrong probably should have gone wrong. Light mist, cold, tired. But sometimes God's hand just takes you to the top.
And when you're dressed as Santa.
If you're dressed as Santa, very rarely is something bad going to happen to you.
But when it does happen, it'll be
spectacular. Oh, yeah, you'll be in the Darwin Award.
Yeah. If you die dressed up in a Santa suit, that's...
That's how I want to be Fred buried.
I think Phelps will pick at your funeral, if that's it. God hates Santas. He will definitely come.
I want an indemnity clause saying that if I die dressed as Santa, I want to be buried dressed as Santa.
All right, Mr. Hijinks with the beards question that spun off into our...
Yeah, love Santa. Thanks question.
Santa, thank you. Thank you for that. Our buddy Chuck, who again, if we could just get Chuck here, this would literally be everything good that I had on 2 years worth of radio, all in one small room. Chuck wants us to talk about Justified, which has been the... FX at any given point has one of the best TV shows on the air at all.
Oh, yeah.
Stucky, I know you're a big fan of this also. I noticed that this is like Elmore Leonard has written like 100 books in his life. They're all good. And now suddenly, at whatever age he is, he's the belle of the ball because of Justified, because of a character that he wrote. He was in like two books and a short story. And now he's Timothy Olyphantastic. And
Kimberly.
He's at the front of Barnes & Noble in a giant display of everything he's ever written. I love the show. I thought it's very weird this season because it still sounds like they're putting everything in place. But I do love the show.
Yes, it's... I was really excited for the season to come back on. And actually, right. Let me pause my TV here because it just changed to Justified.
Oh, we don't want to watch it yet. No, we're going to go
soon. I've got to make it stop. Anyways, it will stop, I promise. Maybe.
You want to just have Zach stand in front of it and block it for you?
There it goes.
There you go.
Sorry about that.
Doesn't really translate well to a podcast.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
We may go back and just cut all that out.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm recording two things at once, so your TV automatically changes.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, Tosh.0 and Justified, so it switched on
Tosh.
Justified.
Tosh.0 is a horrible show, by the way.
We'll get back to that.
Horrible.
Like atrocious horrible.
We'll get back.
We'll go back to that.
Anyone can make a show of that, but yeah.
Well, anybody did. I mean, it's a grosser version of those shows that VH1 used to use, The Best Week Ever and The Soup, except it's even worse because it's just videos of people hurting themselves and vomiting.
I want to talk about this at length, but I want to hear
Justified.
Justified. This, you know what, we're two episodes in. Third episode's about to start.
Right.
First episode was good. You know, it
good setup.
Caught us back up with what was going on.
Right. Creepy guy from Desperate Housewives, the weird blonde guy, he establishes himself as an awful guy for the rest of the year, and then he doesn't show up on the next episode.
I was about to say, you know, they bring in this new guy. You got to kind of figure out who he is. You figure out who he is, figure out his role. Then he takes an episode off.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they didn't have enough money to pay him or what, but he took the second episode. The second episode was bizarre.
It was one of the weirder episodes
I've ever seen.
Well,
the
main character was barely in it. Raylan was sort of a passenger. I did, you know, to me it was all about Art and that guy who was trying to put one over on him, and Art was too smart for it.
That was awesome.
Right. And then the whole episode ended like with 15 minutes to go, and we got a soliloquy from Bubba from Forrest Gump on a Fight Club moment, basically, where he was threatening to burn up a guy's hand to inspire loyalty. It just seemed like one of those episodes that you would only enjoy it if you watched it on the DVDs and went immediately to the next episode.
That's exactly what I thought when I watched it. I was like, okay, let's play the next one. Wait, we have to wait a week.
Holding
you back. Know, like when you're watching on DVDs, if there's a kind of a stinker episode, you just move right past it, you move on.
See, everybody loves The Sopranos, but The Sopranos had several episodes. They weren't all Pine Barren. They were some. The last season where there were a couple that were just long dream sequences that didn't move the plot or anything. It was just filler.
Or they'd skip a couple of seasons and the story would pick back up.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like 6 years later and we're still going. They're not all good, but because of the magic of watching them all at one time, we don't notice that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, hopefully Justified redeems itself this week and we get a good episode. But, the end where we had the pretty much monologue from...
Yes.
I don't understand. I understand that they're probably trying to set something up, I assume.
Yeah.
But it's one of those moments where you're watching the show and you feel like you need to rewind because you might have missed something.
Yeah, and you didn't. I watched it twice.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, I write about it for Examiner, so...
So you go back and...
I watch it, and then I go back and I watch the high points again. Yeah. And I watched that trying to figure out what they were... They should have just had him go, "Hi, I'm the bad guy. I'm going to do awful things to people. And now here's 8 minutes of a music video or something." You know, because it could have... Here's Michael Jackson's Thriller. It could have been great.
Ladies and gentlemen, Conway Twitty.
Exactly, yes.
Family Guy reference.
Yeah. Yes.
Nice.
But, yeah, it seemed like filler to me. But I'm still giving it, you know, on Chuck's behalf, I'm still giving it the benefit of the doubt as after last year, so good, it would take a while to turn me off of it.
Last season, it was probably the best show on TV. That was quality TV.
It was that good.
Yep. Better than Bob's Burgers.
Is that still on?
No.
Okay.
No,
probably better.
That's
than
why I don't
Napoleon
get into
Dynamite,
TV shows because I get into something and it gets canceled.
That's why you wait one season.
I'm still burning over Class of '96 on Fox. It came out in 1992, and then it left on a cliffhanger. And then they canceled the show. I'm done with TV. I'm sticking with sports.
That brings me back to something that I call this the John in Cincinnati effect. But
yeah.
Nice. For those of you that don't remember, after The Sopranos, HBO's next big show was going to be John in Cincinnati, which was the story of a surfer that could have been Jesus or not. We don't know. And it was weird and it was mystical and it didn't really explain what was going on. And it was on for one season and drew bad ratings, even for HBO. And they canceled it and they didn't tell us anything.
Yeah, nothing. You don't know.
He gave was a surfer in Cincinnati?
He was from Cincinnati and he moved to California. Okay, there was a show a while back, Lost is the exception and not the rule. That will pay attention to sci-fi, because after Lost, everybody was trying to figure out what you had Flash Forward and you had Jericho and you had all these other shows that were sci-fi oriented that had a sci-fi hook, and then if you liked them, well, God help you, because the show just went away and didn't explain a damn thing on the way out the door. Flash Forward ended with another cliffhanger because they were hoping to come back for the next season, which all it did was just tick me off so bad I didn't want to watch it at all. There was a Tay Diggs show called Daybreak.
Tay Diggs reference.
Yes, we're all laughing now.
Yes.
Tay Diggs is the female the male Paula Marshall in a lot of things that never work out.
Male Paula what?
I'll explain later.
Yeah, okay. you'll get read your notes.
There's a lot. I'll post this on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
He was on the show where he was a private detective and his girlfriend got kidnapped or killed or something, and he relived the same day over and over again. But it was like a Groundhog Day thing. But sometimes he could change things, and it was just supposed to run for 13 weeks in between half seasons of Lost. And so I thought, oh, that's cool. We'll give that a try. And they ran like five of them and canceled it. And they ran it later on TV1, a network I didn't even know existed, like 7 or 8 years later, and I tried to pick it up. I'd forgotten everything already, and it just wasn't any good to try to pick it up. These shows, you have to promise us that if we try to watch it, even if no one else does and you cancel it, you'll at least tell us what happened.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch.
Yeah.
And I've worked in that industry.
Any sci-fi show or show like that that's built around a grand concept, I won't watch it until the second year. Because I need to know that it's going to be around.
Got to wait to see if it gets picked up.
Yes.
Then you get the DVD, watch the first season.
American Horror Story ran 13 episodes. I had 12 of them on my DVR going into the last week of the season. And people were raving about it. I thought, all right, what the heck? I'll give it a shot. Watched the first 12 in 3 days. Loved it. Great show. Saw the 13th one. Wrapped it up nicely. Next year, it'll come back with a different story. I felt about that. Now, the other shows just left me hanging, and I just it just makes me angry.
You sound bitter.
Yeah. How much TV do you watch in a week?
Wow. See, Zach and I were talking about this on the way over. Zach is a big movie guy. Watches tons
of movies. I watch tons of movies, but when I lived in Iowa, I watched a lot of TV because, you know, I was had to be in bed at a certain time because I'd be up early. So I watched a lot of TV. Mm-hmm. But I'm not those type of TV show guy. I'm like a Bachelor guy, mm-hmm. The Bachelorette. Texas Women, that's a good
show.
You
should be the new Bachelor. They're casting. I turned it down.
Tell them I said what's up.
If they wanted to go with a young... I mean, you... We'll get you. Well, this might be a good episode for cast. Mm-hmm. It's how all the things that you go through to be the next Bachelor.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Reality show.
Ooh.
About trying to get on a reality show.
Yes. Yeah. A reality show about the reality show?
Yes.
The two of you guys fighting it out to see who the next Bachelor is.
That'd be some interesting storylines.
Yeah, let me make some calls. Let me write these numbers.
We got a lot of reality shows we're working on.
Yes, it's a heavy slate here in East Texas.
But yes, I'm a heavy movie guy compared to TV, especially now that I've moved home.
With me, it's more TV. I think TV, in terms of adult entertainment, and I guess for kids too, but I don't care. Adult.
What do you mean by adult entertainment?
Well, I mean like
shows. That is a different meaning to Zach.
Yes. I'm not talking about, but I'm talking about like a movie, like TV shows that have themes that adults would enjoy. Not, you know, it's not stuff that's for all the kids. The Shield, for example. Shield, Sopranos, Nip/Tuck, Justified, a lot of other things that are on FX. That kids don't
Most
get the
anything
jokes
that's on FX.
Nip/Tuck was pretty good.
Nip/Tuck was good in the start, and then had a couple of bad seasons. But but it was like the first, it's like I said, the first few years were so good, I was willing to put up with the rest of it. You know, but that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. They're American Horror Story. What was it? Sons of Anarchy. Another one. These are just good shows that could be, you know, that could be movies, I guess, but. When I see a movie, a lot of times, especially if it's a major movie, and you know much more about this than I do, Matty Five, it looks like I've watched an idea that has been through the filter of about 100 other people and had a lot of the originality taken out of it with television shows.
Yeah, I mean,
shows.
It's a big studio flick. Then
if I watch
Captain America.
Yeah, how was that?
And, well, I mean, Captain America, if it would have been a TV show or something along those lines, have been a lot different. The movie was not that. I mean, I also watched it in 2D instead of 3D. I didn't see it in a theater, that type of stuff. But like Zach and I like to watch a movie. I know two and a half hours later, it's over with. Mm-hmm. I'm not emotionally involved. I can walk away. I don't have to worry about watching something next week. Right. And you just disposable entertainment.
I'm the same way because my schedule's pretty crazy, especially right now. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to sit down and watch it. And in Iowa, I was blessed. I had TiVo. So mm-hmm. Like TiVo stuff here, I don't. And with movie,
I could not live without the ability to control time.
I can't control the time or anything on the TV. So I sit down, I get on my phone, and I'm lost.
Yeah.
On a 30-minute episode, and I can't get back in. I can't rewind it back or pause it to do anything. With the movie, I can. I can rewind it back. Or in a movie, it gives me the opportunity because it's an hour and 45 minutes long. I can catch back up with the story.
With DVRs, I've become so accustomed to that it really pisses me off when I can't control time in other situations. Like I'll hear something on the radio, an interview, and I go, oh, I wasn't listening to that. And I can't turn time back. What's wrong? You know,
this doesn't make sense.
Exactly. I mean.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to watch TV.
Yeah.
If I didn't have a DVR. I mean,
I watch nothing live except sports.
No, exactly.
That's the beauty of sports.
Yeah, that's why sports.
That's why sports still makes money in the advertising world.
Because even if the NBA or college basketball, for example, which is on now, might not have the highest ratings, but you know that is an audience watching you in real time that won't go away for commercials.
Yes.
You know, all the shows that I talk about watching, I watch them. I watch them on the DVR, and I fast forward through the commercials.
Yeah, or you can rent the DVD and blow through it in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Or you could just go get it on the internet like we were talking earlier.
Yeah, Hulu. Yes. Off the record, yeah.
Well, no, wait. Hulu,
Amazon.
Legit,
okay.
Amazon's Instant Video.
That's a great app.
It's amazing what you can get. There's nothing that you can't get, I don't think. I'm not sure. You can dig. Some of your home movies are probably up on Amazon for 99 cents.
Ooh, that's scary.
I need the money, good. But those are shot in film. They're so old.
Yeah. Tell you what, let's do this. Let's come back to Tosh next week because he starts tonight. And
there we go.
He'll be good and disgusting. And then next week, Zach, you can tell us why he's the end of civilization.
Does that mean I have to watch it? Or will you text me some sound bites?
I'll just
from
text
it.
You some sound bites.
Okay,
we'll post it up on.
Because I can't record it right now.
Yeah.
It's recording right here.
No, I'd rather not watch it.
We could
just
film
saying.
Him watching it.
Like that other video?
Yeah. Well, there were a couple of times just around the house that I wish for example, when my wife is watching it, the one that with the stripper who turned into a lawn sprinkler, remember her? That I wish that I had been filming her watching it because the shock and awe is incredible. Okay, some of the other things that we've been asked here on our All Request edition of the podcast. From Twitter, the Cody Hudson wants to talk best fast food burger and fries.
Ooh.
Or fries. I mean, two separate categories.
That's so easy. It's not even close.
Well, you know, last week we almost got the Whataburger endorsement. So counting as fast food, what? How do we? I guess any chain would count as fast food.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mine, you know what? Whataburger makes a good burger.
Whataburger is mine. The number two. Double meat, double cheese, and you got to what a size it.
Right.
And then you just run off with all the ketchup you can.
Yes.
Now, are you trying to, no, off season right now, are you trying to load up before you cut up? Like, you, how big?
No,
are
you? I'm actually trying to lose some pounds.
What would your ideal bachelor audition tape weight be?
About 260.
260?
Yeah.
Because they're going to make you list all this.
Yeah.
You have to do a video and a background check.
About 260. 6'7", 260.
I think you're in. You would make the final cut. You're the right age. Right. College graduate. Played football.
Can you be a douche? Because really, that's what I've seen on most of that show.
I think I'm too nice of a guy.
You probably would be. I mean.
But that's maybe why the women would love me.
If Jesse Palmer can be the Bachelor, anybody can be the Bachelor.
Jesse Palmer, former NFL quarterback.
Giants.
Well, it wasn't like about a roughly the time it takes your fries to get cold. He was in the NFL.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, he had a cup
of coffee in the NFL. Yeah, that's exactly what they call it, a cup of coffee,
in the NFL. He is not vested in the pension fund.
No.
Best burger. What else we got? I'd go for fast food burgers. I'd go Whataburger.
Yeah, no doubt. That's easy.
What would number two on your list be? Since that was obvious for us.
Probably Dairy Queen, Belt Buster.
I grew up on the Belt Buster. I grew up in small towns in Texas, and for those of you who are not in Texas, you basically get a Dairy Queen when they give you your town charter and your post office. Boom, they put a Dairy Queen there, and so for years, like every family trip, we'd be stopping at Dairy Queens. In towns the size of roughly a Dairy Queen and a half, you know.
The problem with
those burgers are better at the small town Dairy Queens, though.
Because they've never cleaned the grills in like 60 years of operation.
It seems grade. Like those are more homemade.
You could
like
run a potholder across that grill and it would taste like a Belt Buster. It's delicious. Dairy Queen does have a pretty good burger. I like Brahms burgers.
Well, yeah,
whatever that red sauce is. I don't know what it is. I'm scared to ask. anybody else have a burger to throw in?
Man, it's hard to top Whataburger.
Yeah, it's just
that's
too good.
Pretty tough to top. Sonic's got a pretty good burger.
Oh, yeah, Sonic does have a good burger. They got a great shake, too, though.
I'm not sold on the Sonic burgers.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah,
ooh, there goes
always, always
have you ever had an In-N-Out burger? I know you have, Matt. Have you ever?
I have. I was in Dallas today, and they just opened a couple of them. I saw it.
And when we were out there, we were out in Phoenix for our bowl game about 3 years ago, and all the Cali guys on the team were telling me that we had to get In-N-Out Burgers. Best burger is way better than Whataburger. I was like, that's going to be hard. Yeah. And I tasted it, and it tasted just like a Sonic burger. No, which isn't bad, but it's definitely not a Whataburger.
Yeah, In-N-Out is about the specialty menu and the little tricks and how they take a real potato and put it in there in front of your eyes and use real – their shakes are great, but –
never had the In-N-Out.
If you get down to Central Texas, where I was the last couple of weeks, you'll see the Nolan Ryan Texas Burger signs.
Yep.
Look for those. He's got the Texas Rangers uniform on with his photoshopped hat and his photoshopped jersey. 100% real heat. That's what it says.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend getting yourself a Texas Burger.
Now, didn't Nolan used to be the Dairy Queen spokesman?
Yeah. So he jumped ship.
He will pitch anything, by the way.
And he just turned 65, I think.
Today.
Yeah. Today, yeah.
January. Happy birthday, Nolan. We're recording.
Yeah.
January 31st.
He's one of our big listeners. Nolan, shout out. Good talking to you the other day.
Best fries?
Ooh. Dun, 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 dun. You got to go Chick-fil-A.
Ooh, yeah.
I do love the
Chick-fil-A
fries.
Those are good.
Also, the Brahms fries, the crinkle cuts. Those are good.
I like Burger King's too, though, but Chick-fil-A is probably number one. I like Burger King's.
Burger King has
good
fries.
Whataburger's fries aren't bad either, though, but I think it's because I like dipping them in the ketchup. Boat of ketchup.
Yes. Well, you saw how many fries I ate last week.
Yes.
I doubled up.
Ooh, he bought two What-A-Size fries last week when we ate.
That was his meal?
No,
and did a double burger.
Oh,
also.
Okay.
So,
double burger. Then he went to Taco Casa.
In a sweet
that's
tea.
Somebody's
or
husband.
Yeah. Fries. There are fries that I love, and like McDonald's has good fries because I think they cook them in the hamburger grease. But I can remember in high school, you know, I don't want to spoil anybody's opinion, but I grew up as a poor white boy, and we had no money. And like occasionally, a friend and I would drive around. And we would save money all week that we were supposed to be spending on food at school and put it in the gas tank. And we'd go through McDonald's and get like, you know, two or three orders of fries and just dump them in the bag and put it in the seat between us and just keep driving, eat the fries.
Did you guys ever read comic books?
Still. To this day.
I just could see a comic book being in that car somewhere also.
Yeah. And we would get beverages. We would, of course, get a beverage, and then we would drive all over town, and I was living in Beaumont at the time, and we'd stop at every McDonald's and go in and refill our beverages. That's why on the McDonald's ads, when it says, you know, free refills, same visit only, that's us.
Ah, you invented that.
That's us. We're like the Oakland Raiders of fast food. There's so many rules designed to prevent us from gaining advantage. You know, it had a picture of us on it.
Man, I
got to
remember.
Same visit only.
Now that I'm on the road so much, I got to make a note of that.
What movie? Was it a movie where the guy opens his suitcase and he's got like a different set of cups in there for every place so he can go in and get a beverage? Ooh, I can remember seeing that.
I respect that.
I like that guy. We'll have to research that for next week.
It was like a James Bond suitcase. It was padded and had all the different cups. I got to Google that when we get off here.
Yeah, that's a guy you
can
look
up to. How do
you Google
something like that?
Just put in enough words and get close to it, basically.
Yeah, but just don't put two dudes cup. Two, you know, like you got to be specific on how you put the cup in your Google search.
Yes, that's a good call.
You want to be. No, don't do it from a library computer.
Yes.
Just because I Googled it, how many career touchdown passes do you think Jesse Palmer has in the NFL?
Three.
None.
Three.
I'm going with two. Four, all on the road.
Zach Spears is correct. Three.
They don't call me Zach Lapedia for nothing.
One of them got called back. Right. I forgot about that.
One of them was during halftime.
They were all during 2003. He had three starts. He has three career starts. He's played in eight games in his career. He threw for how many yards here? 562 career yards.
Which is roughly just slightly over a game for Drew Brees right now.
And he goes on the radio and spouts out his opinion and says that this quarterback is terrible.
And he's an ESPN fixture now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he did not marry the girl that he won on The Bachelor. Do they consider it a win? How does that?
I don't know. The only time The Bachelor or The Bachelorette has ever resulted in matrimony was when ABC paid for it. So
with that Trista girl.
Yeah.
I watched Bachelor 1 and Bachelor 2, and then I started working in reality shows, and then I figured out, you know what? This is fake.
Yeah, very much so.
I'm not going to watch these anymore because I know that this is fake.
I think I watched Bachelor 1 and then Bachelor 2, Wrath of Khan. And after that, probably
Bachelor 3D.
You know, you know, Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, is a huge Texas Rangers fan. Grew up in the DFW area, and he goes again all the games all the time. I saw on Fox Sports when I was home last time watching it, they were interviewing him. Chuck Knox was. And he's a huge Texas Rangers fan.
You got to put that in your video. Name drop Texas Rangers. You like going to Rangers games, then you'll get a vote from him.
Yeah.
And Chris, you need to do the same thing in your video.
I'm ready.
It's a battle.
Stuckey's quiet because he's filming his in the corner.
Yeah, he's
right
over
now,
here doing his own Bachelor video right now. Hi, I'm Chris Stuckey. I like to party.
Yes.
To gamble. Looking for a nice young woman.
Or several.
Blonde.
Or yes. No.
Are you a blonde guy, Stuckey?
That's the rumor.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of other things. Actually, I think most of these are from Maddie's. Quotes on Facebook. Do they annoy us? Do they inspire us? Or do they just bore us?
I have a question.
Yes.
What do you mean quotes? Like I pull a quote out of a song and put it on there? Like just a general quote as my status?
This is what I will say. Think of your friends.
Yeah.
And think of all of your friends that you would consider to be the most straight and narrow, least creative. And I guarantee you, if you went through their timeline, at some point, many points, they're going to put some weird random quotes, usually at the start of the year, because they get a quote calendar. And they take that quote and they think it's fantastic. And they put it up on their...
I bet about 60% of my Facebook statuses are quotes. Are quotes from a song.
Did you get a quote calendar?
Nope.
Oh.
I use the quotes because it either pertains to something in my life at that point in time or somewhere in my life, or I like what it's saying.
You put your own,
you designate it
as
a quote?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You designate it as, or does the people come across as
Do I say like blah, 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 dash C.S. Lewis?
Yeah.
No, I do not.
Okay.
See, that's what I do. Because occasionally, like when I'm driving sometimes, I'm always listening to music. And, you know, I'll hit something that reminds me of something. And from there, I'll quote it. But I'll always put it in quotation marks and usually put the song. Or, you know, the other night, I posted something from the Refreshments the other night, for example, which is painfully obscure. And I enjoy that.
See, I probably just thought that was, I'm not smart enough to know a quote from an original thought. That's probably where I'm getting confused.
Well, maybe so. Here's the thing to me. Though, anytime that someone posts something that is obviously not true, we should be able to contact Facebook and have them blocked. Like, if you miss a quote twice within 2 months, you go to Facebook jail for a month. You know?
Yeah.
Ooh.
If you post something that is obviously untrue and that anyone with a untrained mind can figure out, there should be the, you know, that button right there.
You just get buzzed. You get a little bit of Facebook shock.
Yes.
Like
exactly.
A panel. We need a panel.
I just like vote when on this people stuff. Put a quote about something that's really negative, depressing, a downer. I always feel like I should hit the like button.
Yes.
I want to, you know, they have those day, like all month long, put a picture of a dog to help stop animal abuse. I want to do 1 month straight where someone writes something negative and depressing. Yeah. You just hit like. Like the awkward, sometimes you'll accidentally hit the like button on something that you shouldn't like.
Yes.
I've liked people getting separated from their spouses of 20 years before.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know what else to say. Congrats on the extra room. You know, I don't know what to say. And what is up with people using Facebook as this just absolute social bulletin board for everything going on in their life that they really shouldn't share? I mean, I have seen divorces. Mm-hmm. I have seen
infidelities.
People telling, you know, dropping names and Facebook statuses on people who have been cheating on their spouses. I have seen legal matters between spouses popping up on Facebook. It's astounding. Wow.
Facebook is horrible if you're in a relationship or trying to start a relationship. It's absolutely horrible. Because just anything and everything can go wrong on your Facebook
wall.
There's
no upside to that.
Yeah.
Or you can see when you'll have a friend or someone that you know, and they'll be off Facebook for a while, and then they come back with a joint Facebook account. That means somebody cheated.
Yes.
And then you can try to figure out who did what.
Yes.
Because you know that's all that means.
The joint Facebook.
The joint Facebook account.
It always confuses me because I don't know who is. I had a friend who, an old friend of mine, and like his wife emailed me one day from his Facebook, from his email account. And I immediately thought, oh, hell, what have I said in the past on this account that I shouldn't? I'm pulling up my history and just trying to make sure, you know, not that there would have been anything, but if you think you're talking to one person and you're talking to somebody else, there's always the capacity for.
When you talk about the joint Facebook account and, you know, somebody going away and coming back as a joint, I know somebody that made that happen.
Was for the reasons we suspect?
Probably not that extreme.
Right.
But the Facebook account went away, then came back as a joint Facebook account between a husband and a wife.
Interesting, see?
Always there's Facebook, it can definitely cause issues.
Absolutely. And when it happens, it invariably happens on Facebook. You know?
Yeah.
And these people I'm talking about who get divorced on Facebook and separated and spill their guts on everything. These are not people I really know. They're people that I went to school with or who are from my hometown who I don't have any idea who they are at all.
And we're honestly, you have no right, or you shouldn't be in their business like that. You shouldn't know that they're getting a divorce and stuff.
I'm the last person who should know. Okay. Quick example. There is a woman that I'm friends with on Facebook. I don't know her. I've never heard of her before. She was friends with another friend, and I think she saw something that I wrote and friended me because, you know, I have a public Facebook because I use it to promote stuff. So that happened. So all I know is that, like, she had a picture and she was hot in it. That's my exact recollection of this girl. Hmm. Well, apparently she's lost her mind and gone to rehab and lost her kids and now has got them back. And I know all about this because it pops up right there on my Facebook every time I get online. Even though I don't know, this could be This could be a reality show. This could be something. This could be like a Catfish, like that movie or something. But it's happening right there in front of me.
That was a good movie. That was a good movie.
I'm so proud of you guys. Just people get, two out of three of us get the joke.
That was a good movie.
It's a joke about people, a woman online pretending to be something that she wasn't to other
people. An entire family of hot people.
Right. Okay.
Reddit.
Right. And here's the thing about people on the internet. People on the internet are hot at exactly the same, if not a smaller ratio, than people in real life. So just walk around the streets and remember that's what you're getting. You know?
It's a good call.
I'm just saying. It's, you know.
As we promote our show on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Hey, irony.
My pictures on Facebook are of me.
And if you're a group account, we love you for listening.
Absolutely.
Yes, we do.
We do, and we'd love to hear the stories.
Yes, please come on. We'll take in guests later in the broadcast year.
Our Jerry Springer portion of the show.
Yes.
We'll get a bouncer here.
I'll be the bouncer. I got that.
As we eat Whataburger.
You can bounce, yes. All right, so I'll tell you, let's put 5 on the clock here. And Maddie, you just wrote President's Day.
Oh, President's Day.
Yes.
I know that you guys have probably had this problem with the Super Bowl. People out here, and the game starts... It starts earlier than a normal afternoon football game. Mm-hmm. But by the time the Super Bowl ends, the next day should be a holiday. Mm-hmm. We should have that day off. And that day should be President's Day. Mm-hmm. I believe you should add one more week to the football season.
Yeah.
So you got 2 bye weeks.
Right.
And then that would carry us forward a little bit into February. And then we would move President's Day back. I mean, the presidents are dead. They don't care. And it's all about President's Day buy a bed or a Toyota. I mean, or maybe Toyota-thon should be that day or something. I mean, we need to have the day off after the Super Bowl because poor Chris is going to be in New Orleans.
Right.
I am.
And he's going to have to be back AP Reynolds at work first thing Monday.
No, I'm in New Orleans through Wednesday.
The whole week?
Yeah, Sunday through Wednesday. But got a full day at work on Monday.
Mm-hmm. But I think... Zach, well, okay. You'd like to see the day after the Super Bowl be a holiday, right?
Well, I don't drink, so...
That much?
No, I don't drink at all.
Oh, okay, it's good.
But
the Bachelor's going to love you.
But I would love... But I'm all about staying up after watching all the press conferences and stuff like that. And I don't have a job, so rock on to y'all going to work.
I mean, think about how great the parties are.
We make the day after the Super Bowl a day of public service where we volunteer at stuff that doesn't start until noon.
Ooh,
everybody sleeps in, and then about noon, we get up, we stretch, we take some Alka-Seltzer, we go out and we clean up, we clean up some parks and roadways and those kinds of things, plant a tree for tomorrow. Because with President's Day, there's never been a time in the history of history that we have hated presidents more.
No.
Whoever our president is hated by roughly 65% of the people at any given time. There's no reason to give a day off in those names, and I don't think it's ever going to get any better.
Why don't we just move the Super Bowl to Saturday?
There's actually been talk of that before, but the NFL just owns Sunday, you know.
It does. Never looked at it that.
It still owns Sunday.
Yeah. But Sunday is when people watch TV. I mean, that's a high television watching day compared to Saturday.
We're trained to watch the NFL on Sundays.
But that Monday after the Super Bowl, unless your team won.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because you were in radio.
Super Bowl's 25-28 the day after the Super Bowl. I didn't do anything except, you know, punch random strangers in the face.
But then there's that time
legal
period
in Carthage,
where you don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, you hosted sports radio shows forever.
And the day after the Super Bowl, if you've got a team in the game, there's something to talk about. The next day after that, it's like, well, how about that upcoming spring training in 6 weeks?
Yeah.
You know,
that Wednesday, right about that Wednesday after football season. And you're going, we should do a movie bracket.
Yeah, it's hot death, man. there's nothing going on.
And then I'm like, wow, that's a fantastic idea. 64 movies that Stucky hasn't seen, he'll watch them and we'll vote on them.
You know, we could pick that up right here because I don't think anybody's using the idea.
No, it's still...
Look, I have the bracket on my computer.
Right.
I've actually...
Look into it.
I've been working on it myself, watching some of these movies.
He took a detour, though, and watched 9 Harry Potter movies.
Yes, another lost bet.
It was like the NIT of a movie bracket.
You need to go see The Gray.
Really?
What's the actor's name? Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson, yes.
Did you see it?
Most intense movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
My buddy
I was completely
to see that.
I was completely exhausted when I left there.
More intense than Over the Top? It's Stallone arm wrestling movie.
Sammy Hagar soundtrack. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a great movie.
These guys, is that on your list?
I don't think it made it.
No, we only had 64. Remember, we had like 300 movies people suggested Stucky had.
Is it all about him trying to kill wolves?
He's protecting the group of people that survive an airplane crash with them, and they're trying to get to safety. And they're not only surviving against a pack of wolves and like an entire Alaskan nature full of wolves, but he has to survive an Alaskan winter. They're out there all by themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's just so intense. The ending is just blows your mind. And if you're listening
to this, no spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen it yet, stay till after the credits and you get some type of closure. That's the word.
After I skipped out on Iron Man, I will never leave a movie before the credits go off again. Never. I will always stay for hopefully the last scene. Now, I heard at the end of it, when they make it out of the Alaskan wilderness, they wind up in the town from 30 Days of Night and they have to fight vampires. Anything of that? Would that work?
No.
Was it 2D or 3D?
It was 2D. What is your thing with 2D and 3D? You know 3D messes with your vision and it's going to affect you when you're older, right?
That's why I like it. Because it messes with your head.
I like the way he says when we get older. We're already there.
Yeah, I'm already. I can't even get insurance on my left knee. So that's how old I am. They won't even insure it.
Well, you know what? We just get a beep on that. So
that's a good way to end it.
Yeah, you want to hit the healthcare bit there?
Segway.
No.
We
can't. Well, just as many of you know, I left my previous profession and now I have my own. I buy my own health insurance. And today I was notified that I was accepted, but they will not cover my left knee. I had a knee surgery a few years ago playing sports. Very minor procedure. But now what percentage of your body would you say your knee is? Like 6%?
Yeah, maybe.
I want a 6% reduction in my price. Yeah. Or I want to say, look, I'll give up. How about we not cover my neck, but we'll cover my knee? I don't have any, or my elbow, or
toe.
Yeah.
Yeah. What can we trade for this?
I also want to go to our man Dalton Lipsy. Shout out, insurance here in Longview.
Stay
see if go like I'd like to get a knee policy.
Just a knee.
Just a knee. Nothing else. Just
well, okay. Now this is interesting to me because like, what if you're in a car wreck, and like you're injured all over? Will they stitch up everything except the knee?
I sent the question. And then there's
they put a plastic bag around the knee and they just leave it over to one side and they clean the rest of you up?
Who knows? They just, is there like, do I have to get a tattoo on my knee that says do not cover? Or what?
Not insured.
Yes. And then you prepay. Yeah. And then they take your, it's a racket. You prepay, but then you don't get your coverage for over a month because they review your policy. Then all of a sudden you get charged and then you get a letter saying that you got it. But they're not going to cover your knee. And then you email them to ask why. And then there's a 48-hour return before they can answer your question. But you've already paid. Yeah. So you're locked in. I'm just going to basically have to walk around on one leg. Or if I get mugged or something in a Gilmer parking lot, I'm going to go, no, the other knee. Like, yeah.
Wrap it in bubble wrap. Just you can do. Just,
see, this affects me. Because he's my third baseman.
Right.
Yeah,
I need a third.
And you've got money on the games too, so
Will I go all out, or will I pull up like Dorn?
Yeah,
because
yes,
I don't want to
hurt your Dorn.
Because I don't want to hurt my knee.
Speaking of softball and all that, you guys, everybody here is roughly active in all those things. I can remember the exact moment that I stopped giving a crap about winning games like that.
Oh, I don't care either, and it makes my friends really mad. I was playing softball leagues.
I haven't played baseball really since like high school or maybe before, because baseball was a game I was not very good at. But my wife had this this corporate challenge thing in town, which the city where I live has this corporate challenge where all of the businesses in town put together these teams and they compete at various events and nobody remembers to show up for it. And it's awful. It's like baseball, basketball. There's a track and field thing. There's dodgeball. And one of them was softball. And they said, come on out, because they had like 9 people. And I was like, okay, I'll come out. And the first game, we lost by like 106-2. It was first game we got pulled.
Did you cover?
Yeah. Second game, and I got in. I don't work for them, so I didn't feel right about starting. So I'm like, okay, this guy wanted out. I came in for him. Like the second game, we were playing against a team that had their own uniforms, and I figured, we're doomed here. That's
always a ringer.
Yeah. We're wearing mismatched T-shirts, and
that's scary.
Yeah. And there was a guy. I was supposed to relieve the guy at third base, and in this game, in the inning before, we had a, it's co-ed. We had a girl that hadn't played before, so they made her the catcher. Ooh. And you've done this before, Maddie. You see where the flaw in logic is. She's
a girl or caught?
The girl at catcher.
Okay, gotcha.
And she had played something in high school, maybe basketball, but she was a point guard because she was like 5'2". She was tiny. And she's behind the plate. And, you know, in softball, there is nothing behind the plate. You know, there's not
a fence.
Yeah, there's no signs. One lobs, one catches. And so this guy's coming in from second. He rounds third, hit it home. And the ball gets thrown in from the outfield. And our pitcher, who is, you know, Joe Testosterone, like snags it on one hop and just spins around and fires it home.
Oh.
And this girl, you know, puts the glove down at about chest height, hits the glove, bam, right off her face. Just ow. And I was like, well,
there's nothing scarier than co-ed softball, yeah. And that's the reason.
Yes.
I blame
Chris is going to find out.
Oh, he's the pitcher completely. Because
Chris is going to be our co-ed softball coach.
Mm. Yes.
And I've been told that we have 7 girls, 8 girls on the team. Mm-hmm. 7 of them are blonde. So
Are they hot?
I don't think this has anything to do with softball.
This is softball?
Yeah, I think this is Chris's, hey, I'm putting a softball team together. There's something sketchy going on around here. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it.
I think he's betting on you to lose. That's the thing. I mean, That's putting together the biggest.
Yeah, there's something. This is an Arizona State thing going on, or Black Sox or something. It's not,
when he comes up to you in the on deck circle, he's like, Maddie, I need you to get a hit and stop on third.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was at the guy that I was supposed to go in for was at third base, and you know it's softball. You're not supposed to get hurt at co-ed softball. Ball is hit at him the inning before I'm supposed to come in, and it takes like one hop in front of him, and he tries to play it with the bare hand, and it makes this sort of noise.
Yep.
And he comes off, and it's like his hand is purple. He's got a Muppet hand there all of a sudden, and he's like shaking it out. He's man, and he's supposed to go up to bat, and I'm supposed to go in for him, and he's angry. He's alpha male. He wants to get back in there, and so I was like, you know what, you know, Colt McManley Rod, why don't you just get right back in there, man? Because I don't want to take anything away from you. Just give him hell. Get that back for us, baby. Go on out there. And like he came back in, and we went through the lineup again, and I sent him right back out there again because I realized I no longer cared. I had no money on this game. I was not – my self-worth was not tied up in this game. I am a musician and a writer, and I need my hands for that, and I don't want to lose a hand because –
to win a T-shirt,
to win or lose a T-shirt in the corporate challenge in a game that we had no scoreboard, but we lost. I think it was like 52-19. I don't know. It's not a defensive struggle at any point. Yes,
we'll never underestimate the power of winning, though. Even though Chris, we have a championship T-shirt that we can see here in the building.
Yes,
second place T-shirt. So it's a participant trophy, but
I have participated at a lot of things.
Yes,
we put up a good fight.
Yeah. Right? Grace Crossing Church. Next week we'll debut our new team name.
Wow.
Yes.
That's the hook. I mean, if you're not coming back to hear that.
Have you bought the .com already?
We're what?
You bought the .com for that
already?
I did,
yes.
No. We actually do own the .com.
Correct.
That'll be next week.
Yes.
It's gonna be our official team name.
Well, that's a tease. That's a good tease.
Yeah, if you're not coming back for that, then what are you doing with your life?
All right. Anything else, fellas?
Well, that's a loaded question.
Exactly. Anything else that won't keep until next week?
Just everyone enjoy your Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah, and go see the Gray.
Yes, go
or
see
over the
Gray.
Top.
And
or
we
catfish.
And I'll point out, we have the door codes to Stuckey's house, so Sunday we can go over and watch the game.
Yeah.
Supposed to be tight-lipped with those things.
Yep.
We go over the fence. It's okay. I mean, we ain't proud.
You're going to get shot.
we are, between the three of us, we are roughly 1.2% employed. So, you know, the three of us got nothing better to do but come hang out here while you're gone.
Just don't break anything.
Grill.
Yeah, that's good TV.
Yes.
Too bad it's on radio.
All right, there's our podcast. And that's it for this week's podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Chris, Zach, Maddie Five, and I will be back next week to wrap up the Super Bowl. And as always, you can Twitter us at any of our Twitter accounts, The Chris Stuckey, Zachlopedia, Read About It, or Matt Bellner. It's all over on Twitter and Facebook and that other stuff. We'll always take your requests for topics over there. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll see you back here next week on the Read About It podcast.